This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed, at least have a clue. And I always appreciate the time you spend. And the messages you spend, I mean, seriously, spend? Send. Spend. You want to spend? I'll give you some place to spend. No problem. Anyway, go to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can get part of the chat room. A lot of smarter people than myself in there, believe me. And get involved. It just really is get involved. You'll learn a lot. And don't just spew. I try to teach you at the same time. Whether you want it or not, I don't have to tell you anyhow. Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host, as she does every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me as well. How you doing, Sonia?
I'm good, but I better not be on video because I told you I had a dental appointment. My face swole up last week, as you know. Oh, my God. I chipped my tooth.
Oh, I got that picture of you with that big smile up.
How I feel at all.
You're at that Beverly Hills Tea Party thingy.
Oh, I like that picture.
Yeah, you were very happy and had sunglasses on.
Had sunglasses.
I don't know if you were hiding the fact that you might have been on painkillers or what, but I don't know. But
No. Today it would be. No, I've got a chipped tooth, and then I have dilated eyes because I had to go to the eye doctor. So that's why I'm kind of frosty tonight.
Frosty. Is that what you call that?
I don't know what it is.
Frisky, well, at least frosty. We can use that word on the radio. That's the nice part about that. So the only drama was not outside at the fire sale, so to speak. But
that's another good one. Okay, all right. I'm trying not to laugh.
Don't laugh.
Jokes.
Still too early.
It's a hot time in the old town tonight.
The 12 jurors were selected, and 5 more alternate jurors were seated as well. One prospective juror broke down in tears. You know, they're finding some of these jurors, now this might be a shock to you, but they're finding out that some of these jurors are lying on their questionnaires. And I know
you saw
the questionnaire. I mean,
yes.
Right? So she broke down in tears. She revealed that she had a connection to Trump's former lawyer and convicted perjurer Michael Cohen. Right?
Wow!
And also she had a relationship with Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Okay.
That's huge. She admitted it, though, huh?
Yeah, she did admit it. She said, I feel so nervous and anxious right now. And she started crying. She said, I don't want to waste the court's time.
Good
I thought
her.
I could do this. This is so much more stressful than I thought it was going to be. And
good
the judge
her.
Said, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Good for her. I'm glad she admitted it.
Yeah.
That's huge that she's connected to those two people.
Well, she said, what'd she say? Let's try to get this right and complete. She said the connections to both former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Mike Cohen. The woman said that her father is a lifelong friend of Christie, who ran against former President Trump in 2016 and 24. And that she works at the same company as Cohen's son, although they've never really crossed paths. The judge said she initially thought that she could remain impartial, but realized
sitting there
she could not.
Yeah, a Trump hater and somebody who's been discredited. That's perfect. I'm so glad that she had at least the wherewithal to say, you know what, I might not be the dude for this job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her. I was looking at another trial today with Big, what was his name, Young Thug or something. You probably don't know who he is. I didn't know who he was.
I had a clue.
But it's the same jurisdiction as Fonnie Willis there in Atlanta. It took over 2 years, I think, to get jurors. A year or 2 years to get jurors.
Oh, come on. So, really?
Yes, for that trial. So I can imagine how long this is going to take. Everybody knows of the trial. Everybody has an opinion of the trial. This is going to be tricky.
No, I don't disagree with you. I think it's going to be a big deal. Now,
I would love to be on the trial, but they wouldn't let me, huh?
Oh, I hate to say this, but I would probably lie in the application and go, you know.
I would too.
Do you know anything about the stories going around about Trump? No, I don't watch TV.
Not involved. But all they got to do, you know, everything is a Google search, even when you go look for a job anymore. Right. So even the story you told earlier about the little girls going in college, that stuff is all traceable now.
Yep. And there's two lawyers on the, according to the chat room, there's two lawyers on the jury right now, which is almost unheard of to have an attorney. They will not let me on a jury. I'm not kidding you. I get them all the time, and I just write it. What do you do for a living? I am a conservative radio show host who believes very much in the conservative values, God, and country.
Oh, that's all I got to write on there?
That's it. They go, yeah, okay, you're excused.
Wait, but I've never heard of lawyers being on that.
I haven't either, usually. All right, so we have even more proof now. I told you the last thing they could possibly do to Trump is take him out. And I'm not suggesting they do that. I'm saying he seems to, it just skirts everything. Every single thing they throw at him.
You're not the only person.
Wrong. Right?
You're not the only person who's come up with that theory. Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah.
Many people have said that, yeah.
So the House Democrats on Friday, they moved to strip President Trump of his Secret Service protection if he is convicted.
Okay, I'm done.
No. Yeah, because you got time to appeal, right? Does he get to keep dirty appeal? We'll find out more when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got to finish the story when we come back.
I'm done.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I wish she wasn't such a nut job. I want to like her because she's such a good actress, but knowing what she thinks and how she feels, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Right? Anyhow. Joe Bacina, your host, and Sony Schmidt, your co-host, joins me every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me. Hey, Sonia.
Howdy doody.
I'm so far so good. You know, you always complain that you're worried that I'm going to give away your age someday, and then you start talking about howdy doody.
Okay, wait a second. I'm not worried that you're going to... I will tell exactly how old I am. I don't have a problem with that. I don't like it when you make old lady jokes.
Oh.
Yes. Right. I don't like that. But
I've been writing them down. I'll do them when you're off.
I think I look pretty dang dong good for my age.
I told you did. You don't look a day over 50.
100.
49, right. Whatever.
And like the, like they they say black don't crack, so I really don't have a problem with that.
Well, I'll give you that. I noticed that older women, older black women, older Mediterranean women.
Yeah, it's the melanin.
Is that, they always have pretty skin.
It's the melanin, baby.
There you go. Where do
so
I go?
No, I'm not. I'm not worried. I don't have any.
Form?
I'm not worried in the least that people know how old I am.
Oh, I don't want them to know how old I am because they thought I raped the. What did they say? You raided the cradle. You know,
when your wife was
so much younger.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And what did we used to say? Oh,
robbed the cradle.
In the writer's room, we used to say somebody robbed the casket.
So you and I were talking before the break, and I said, you know, there's only one way they're going to get rid of Trump, and they know it. And now they're pushing towards it. So Friday, the Democrats are moving to strip President Trump of his Secret Service protection if he's convicted, but there's no caveats carved out, right? So what if he's convicted, immediately appeals? Then they pull the Secret Service? Now, he's got great security anyway, but...
I was going to say, he's got to take care of himself. Right. Yeah.
So Democrat Rep. Bernie Thompson introduced a resolution that would terminate Trump's Secret Service protection, the legislation dubbed the Denying Infinite Security and Government Resources Allocation Towards Convicted and Extremely Dishonorable Former Protectees Act. So, let me see. They'll have to take it away from Billy Bob, right? Mr. and Mrs. Obama, maybe? They have to lay out what is dishonorable service. What are these things that they're saying that he did or didn't do?
And that's why I'm so glad, and I go back to our original story, I'm so glad to hear what these people have to say, because it exposes them. You know, darkness is exposed by the light. And these people, the more they talk and the more they show themselves, thank God Trump can take care of himself. And he has supporters who are sending him money so that they can help. But we need to know how dirty these dogs are.
Oh, if we don't know by now, we've been in a coma for the
last few years. They just keep adding layers and layers and layers, because I never heard this story. I knew that they were doing that to RFK,
right,
which is dirty enough, and then the videos, I'm not laughing, but I am laughing, at his family coming up and saying, you know, everybody in his family practically going, we support Biden.
The one that won't protect our uncle, the one that won't make sure that he's safe.
Exactly.
Talk about taking the pill.
Exactly. So I'm like, really, I want these people to be exposed. Just keep on talking. Just keep on talking, because you know how much that's going to help RFK. Yeah. They think that's going to help Biden? Mm-mm. You just show that you're rotten people, you're a rotten family, and that RFK is something, he's something to be reckoned with when it comes to the Biden. You were laughing about this a couple weeks ago, and I didn't think it was really happening, but Cornel West is still running.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jill Stein is running. This Democrat campaign is going to be a wreck.
Well, Jill Stein, what is it? She's running on a different party ticket, right?
Right, but it ain't gonna, it's not conservative or Republican. So all of these things are taking away from Biden.
Yeah. Well, the Dems aren't worried about him, either
about,
one of those two,
about,
by the way.
About
because,
Cornell?
Yeah, because they figured that he won't siphon enough votes to bother anybody.
Oh, I heard that he would, because he's going for the Israel pro-Palestinian vote, which Biden cannot get at this point, because those people think he's pro-Israel. So I think that that's a very interesting upturn in this election.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, you look at do you know who Cornel West's running mate is?
No.
Okay. Uh-oh. She's the Black Lives Matter co-founder.
Say hello.
I thought you'd like
now,
that.
Now that's gonna take a lot of youth votes, a lot of anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian voters away from Joe Biden. That is interesting. I know you said listen to Jesse Lee Peterson, and I'm not quite sure that I'm a fan either. I just find him amusing, and I think he's a bit of a troller. But when he talks about Black Lives Matter, he says, so that's an institution run by a few fat black lesbians. Yeah. And he keeps repeating it, so he knows what he's saying.
So,
but and it is true.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about where Cornell's at, and you're right. He's going to siphon off some of those votes.
Yes.
Her name is Malina Abdullah, and she says she never planned to run for office, let alone for vice president of the United States.
There she is. That's right? That's what George Floyd will do for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But here she is, and that is a huge movement. I mean, think of the George Floyd movement, the Black Lives Matter, the anti-police, the pro-Palestinian. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
You know, and when you think about it,
this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wouldn't you love to see Cornel West and RFK Jr. and Biden and Trump? And
oh
every
my
time,
gosh.
You know, let Trump go last. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine what a kind of show? You couldn't write that scene for Saturday Night Live, could you?
So much fun. And I told you that what I did, the mistake I made with Cornel West, because I find him completely amusing. And so when my daughter, my younger daughter, who actually turned out to be the more political, racially, you know, charged daughter, I turned her on to Cornel West, just thinking I'm turning her on to a guy who's articulate and fun and amusing. And she ended up liking the guy. And I'm like, oh, that's not what I was.
All right, lady, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Sylvia Schmidt. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More conservatives are joining the push to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson. Arizona Republican Paul Gosar declared his support Friday for the motion introduced by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position. Conservatives are discontent with the speaker, contending that border policy modifications should be linked to any fresh aid for Ukraine. Arizona Republican Senator John Kavanaugh anticipates that the state's Civil War-era abortion prohibition will be abolished prior to the upcoming election.
I believe it will. I'm pro-life, but I think there are enough Republicans who will vote with the Democrats to do that.
Speaking to Fox 10, Kavanaugh acknowledged that while the majority of Republicans traditionally support a pro-life stance, societal dynamics have evolved. Former President Trump is frustrated by a gag order in his hush money case, barring him from discussing those involved. Trump argues it violates his free speech rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And something to make Sonia kind of giggle and laugh. And let's see if I can, because it never works the first time for me. Take a listen.
We have to figure out how a country can solve any problem if so many of its people are so intractably, astoundingly, mind-numbingly stupid.
Who was the first person to land on the sun?
Lance Armstrong.
What is the biggest city in the world?
Europe.
If you were born in 2021, how old would you be?
21.
What country is Venice, Italy located in for $100? You have any clue?
Gosh, I'm going to be a teacher, so I should know this.
Where is Queen Elizabeth from?
Egypt.
Where is it?
Brazil.
They will let you out of a public high school and give you a diploma, and you don't have to actually know anything. Could someone please notice that the kids don't actually know anything?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So, you know, we live near Big Mall. You and I live close to each other. We live near Big Mall.
I used to do this
during the week. Right? I would go to the mall at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd say, hey, can I ask you a question, and that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, this is not an anomaly. Okay?
Well, so, Joe, I'm going to have to tell you.
Uh-oh.
I hate to be the middle of the road girl here, but it's not an anomaly on one side. I've seen plenty of videos on with people on our side that are equally as dumbfounded.
It's not a side thing for me. It's what's coming out of these, and I'm part of it. It's what's coming out of the school systems and what they're teaching our kids. You know, I went through a couple of our history books and our government books, and the thing that just ripped me up, I was so irritated about it, was those books call us a democracy. We need to protect the democracy.
The United States is
not a democracy, and the books are inaccurate, and we shouldn't have them in the schools.
Yeah, and I talk about that a lot, is about how to listen to the media and the buzzwords that they're using, and you knew that that word democracy was going to be something that they were going to try to use against a democratic republic,
you know?
So, you know, it's like insurrection, Christian nationalists, all these words are buzzwords. Yeah. You started using them last year, and they're trying to drive them home. And you have to just have to say no to all of them because it's a ploy. It's all a ploy.
Well, I needed some levity so I could.
Well, no, that's funny, but I have to tell you, the rest of they don't ask the smartest people on the right questions either. I used to do those man on the street.
Well, no. Again, let me be clear. I'm not saying that's left or right.
No, or young or old. I went to public school. I'm probably older than you are. And I don't know a lot of the answers when it comes to American history and all that stuff. I've had to learn just because I was interested.
Hmm. Well, yeah. I don't know how much brain power you need to answer the question, who was the first person to land on the sun? Okay.
That's true.
Right? Come on. You gotta.
Well, you can't be. Was it Maxine? Who's the woman last week who said you can't get too close to the sun because it gets a little hot? Was that Maxine Waters?
No. The one from Texas. Sheila Jackson Lee.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah, but I don't ever want her to get unelected because she fills hours of comedic time on our show.
That's what I'm saying. You want to hear what they have to say. Yeah, she's talking about the moon is made of green cheese or whatever she said. You can't get too close to the sun.
The moon was a planet.
The moon was a planet made of gas.
Apparently, you know, I'm like,
you don't want to cut. You don't want to cut off that conversation, Joe. You want to hear it. You want to hear it, if not only for comedy, but you want to illustrate how ignorant they are.
So this, for some of you who just tuned in, I was talking about the pick that Cornel West has chosen as his vice president, which only goes to show you, Malina Abdullah, she is his pick for vice president. She's a 51-year-old Cal State University professor and a co-founder of Black Lives Matter. And she said when he asked her, her heart soared. Because she had that feeling like she had just given birth, and that we would have a full black ticket for the United States.
That's interesting. Okay, I'm like, let's see where she's going.
I don't know about the birth thing. I've looked at the faces of
somebody
giving birth. It's a little painful.
Right.
Yeah.
As Jesse Lee Peterson says, she's one of the three fat black lesbians. He's so funny. But so she would have to do some shenanigans to give birth.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. It's the first black on black ticket that we've had in the United States. So for that alone, it's historical and interesting. I'm not mad at her for that.
Yeah. Hey, whatever they want to say, to your point, I want to hear everything they have to say about this stuff, right?
Absolutely, totally.
Yeah.
And don't fall into the trap that I did, like I said, with Cornel West. He's completely charming. He's funny. He can be really off the cuff, but listen to his policies. He's wacky looking, you know, like a Don King character who's on our side, but who still had the same wacky kind of a look. Very likable. There's nothing unlikable about Cornel West, but you better listen to his policies, and you know the policies of the chick from BLM.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. So I think I was telling you, what was I? I don't know if I did this story with you. I'm sorry if I did, but there's another story that ties into her where she said, now we're going back a little bit here, but the Super Bowl win by the Chiefs was a symbolized white supremacy.
I agree.
And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, the Chiefs, and they won a football game, and somehow that is a sign of white supremacy. And I,
well, what is their point? What is her, I mean, is she saying that?
Well, she said, I don't know. The problem was is that when she went to the game or she watched the game, she felt very uncomfortable because there were there were too many American flags, and there were too many Taylor Swift fans.
All right, so that's a really white environment for her, and I can understand that from her perspective. So I'm just trying to let you, I'm just trying to fill you in on where she's probably coming from, which is not my perspective, but where she's coming from.
Right.
So, and one of the reasons that I stopped going to some sports games is because when black players are prominent, the N-word is prominently used. And when you get a lot of drunk white guys with face paintings and their shirts off and they're drinking a heck of a lot of beers, crap go down. All right? So let's not pretend that it doesn't get racial at these sports games, okay? So I think that she has sort of an agenda, but and you know how I feel about Taylor Swift, and I have to pray for my own salvation when it comes to that. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to a sports game, and you have to know that black people, a lot of people have been raised, a lot of people, it's not black people, have been raised to think that the American flag is racist. And then the name of your team is the Chiefs, and that they've also been told that that's racist. So it's going to bring up those feelings. We got a lot to fight against, Joe.
Well,
it's crazy makings, but there's a lot to fight against, and I can see how it happens.
But it's like, what was that guy you played the clip from, the God guy? What's his name? He has the morning show. Yeah, you know.
The God guy with the morning show.
You know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Oh, God.
The God guy?
Kamala Harris was on his show.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the God, Charlemagne.
Yeah, him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had all those correct points, and then he went off. He took a wrong turn there, right?
Because it's very complicated. Yeah. Absolutely. It's very complicated.
Well, wait, we got to go for commercial break, so don't get into this deep, right?
All right?
He's claiming, though, that this whole thing, the football game, the sports, or whatever, is a system of oppression. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't worry.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Head over to JoeMazzina.com, JoeMazzina.com, where you can watch live. You can be part of the people that are there that are talking to each other in the chat room. I'm telling you, there's smarter people in there than I am. And tell you know, I can tell when I'm boring them to death. But I get good recipes when I do that, so I'm okay with that. Anyhow, Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every Friday, to be my co-host to kind of kick the party. And there are, you know, parties going on, I'm sure, all over the place. So we can be the kickoff, I think.
Well, maybe. You know what's funny is I typically ask you recipe questions, and I don't have one tonight. But I will tell you that I'm real excited. I need a taco salad for tonight, and I don't know what problems you have with that, why you make that sound, but lots of fiber, lots of healthy stuff. and I'm looking forward to eating it tonight.
Because, look, well, here, you want me to vent for a second? I'll tell you why.
Go for it.
All right. We're in California, so every place I go, every event I go to, what do you have? There's Mexican food there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And tacos and taco salad and tacatitos and, all kinds of stuff. Everything Mexican. Now, I got nothing against Mexicans. You know that.
I was going to say, so you're a racist.
Yeah, there
you go.
Is that
what you're
saying? Perfect, right?
Okay, got it.
And every once in a while, I love me some fajitas. Right? I love fajitas.
I've never had that. Mm-hmm.
All right, with extra peppers, extra onions.
It looks good.
And that kind of stuff, right? And I even got a kick out. There's a restaurant near us. They have a gringo menu page. Now, I know that's not totally correct, but I think it's great. So,
That's great.
But I was used to growing up on the East Coast. You go to these events, and they're big trays of antipasta and spaghetti and meatballs and baked ziti and garlic bread, right? And now I feel like, you know what? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I'm being excluded.
Okay. Can I speak to this?
I got that off my
chest.
All right.
I'm glad you did.
I feel much better now. Thank you.
You okay? All right. I will tell you that I came from L.A. And I moved to our location.
Right.
Where I was in L.A., they just had little smatterings of food. It was all beautiful. It was plated, and it was artistic. But you didn't get enough to feed you. So that was the style of restaurants in L.A. Then I moved out here to where we are, where real people live. Okay, there's workers, there's truckers. I always call them worker bees.
Yeah.
The worker bees come to eat, and I have never seen plates piled so high. and I appreciate that. And I get that you gotta know your audience. So,
okay.
Joe, you gotta go to the right places. I don't know. No, you're not gonna go to family style meals. I've been to Buco and all.
Yeah.
But that's the only place I know that does family style. A lot of portions, a lot of you're going to pay for it, but it's good.
Yeah. I just want something familiar, you know?
Well, you're not a guy that's willing to step outside of your comfort zone. But what I'm saying is I made a nice, big, wonderful Mexican salad tonight, a taco salad. With a healthy one,
yeah.
With my own special dressing, and you could make it the size that you want. And there's nothing wrong with eating healthy, too.
Yeah, you realize that you're talking food with me, and I've got another hour to go after this. So thank
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry.
Yes,
I'm so
I can
sorry.
Tell you're hard.
I'm sorry.
All right. So Governor Newsom, in his, I don't know how much dope he smoked before he gave this little speech or whatever, but he basically gave or has given over a period of time here now 17 reasons why y'all should move to California.
Joe, please give me one.
We're going to have some fun with this. Okay, there's an abundance of career opportunities here. Okay,
that is such a lie.
Well, no, wait a minute. I'm going to have to push back on you a little bit because we have the highest unemployment rate.
So if
they're not working,
spaces.
There must be jobs open
right.
somewhere, right?
There's spaces to fill. I got it. Okay, cool.
God bless. This shows you how good he is at spinning things, right?
That is really good.
Ready
That's
for this
really
one?
Good.
You sit. I hope you're sitting down because I don't want you to fall over. World-class educational institutes.
So let's examine this. World-class. How is he spinning this to make truth out of this?
He calls out the University of California system. Okay.
Okay.
They are failing. We have the 42nd.
No, with the worst. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He said
world class.
Our state has some of the highest ranked universities in the world, including Stanford and the University of California systems. They not only provide top tier education, but they also contribute to a vibrant academic community.
Okay, so probably what you would have to do is look into those college, Stanford, and the state universities to see how they're ranking to make this make truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, boy. You got to do a lot of work to get some truth.
Yeah. We have, now, this one, he's right. We have stunning natural beauty in this state.
We do. That is no lie.
I'll give you that one.
That
give
is
him
no
that
lie.
One. Right.
Let me tell you something. An hour and a half away from here, I can go through mountains. I can go through grapevines. I can go through orchards and fruit stands and land on the beach. I could do, in fact, next weekend I'm going to do a fly fishing trip on Recon Ventura Beach, and he's absolutely right about that. So he's got to feel good that he doesn't have to lie about that one.
Yeah, yes. The innovative texting. Now, I'll give him this much, yes. California, the birthplace of really cutting-edge technology. A lot of them are leaving.
I was getting ready to say, Silicon Valley, they're leaving.
Right. It's thinning out at a scary rate. And on top of all of that, you know, the requirements that they put on you for a tech type of company, forget about it. You can't survive here doing it.
Can't do it. One of the most business-unfriendly states ever.
Agreed.
So, yeah, people are flying from Silicon Valley.
Now, he uses a very politically incorrect term, because I've been told not to use it. And he says that we have cultural diversity. California is a melting pot of cultures, offering a rich tapestry of tradition, languages, and cuisines. Cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco are known for their multicultural communities and their poop piles in the street.
So what terms were you told you can't use them?
Melting pot. Melting pot is a derogatory term.
Really?
Yeah. So, well, I don't think it is.
I know why it is.
Uh-oh.
I'm raising my hand as we speak.
Yeah, down the hall to the right.
Because melting pot means that it all mushes together and we all become one, a.k.a. Americans.
Oh, yeah, that would be, I could see what that would be.
Uh-huh, right.
See,
but, like I made a chicken soup last week, right?
Yep.
And everything stayed separate, but together they tasted wonderful. I had chickens and carrots and this and that and the other. And they don't want people, they think that if people have to lose their identity, that it's racist.
God.
And that's not true at all. It's still my chicken soup that I made last week, even though the carrots stayed separate from the celery and the chicken and the, it's still, when you take a spoonful of that crap, it is like a melting
pot. Food example again. Thank you so much.
Okay, enjoy yourself.
think about it. You can go to L.A., there's actually an area that I know, what's that, Alvera Street, right?
Sure.
Nothing but Mexican cuisine, Mexican clothing, and all of that, right?
I used to live in Koreatown. I lived in the hood.
You could go down there and have breakfast on that street. Then you could go over to Koreatown or whatever for lunch and enjoy the character there and things that are going
on
there.
But Joe, what you're not getting is that those are all separate, and everybody keeps their own identity. A melting pot connotates that everybody has to smush. I'm telling you liberal.
You're right, but I don't want. Yeah.
No, who wants that? Okay. We want to all. You can have your own identity. You don't have to throw away. You don't have to leave your identity at the door when you become an American.
Okay, I don't want to run out of time here, because I got to give you the last one. I want you to chew on this one, okay?
Okay.
We are known for our progressive values, our progressive stance on political and social issues. California leads the nation in environmental, health-related, and LGBTQ issues.
Well, he better not go on the debate stage with Trump on that one. That's all I got to say about that.
Or anybody at this point.
He can't defend it.
All right. We got to go. We're going, and you're going to go.
I'm
going to
go have dinner.
What is it? Something taco
soup? Taco salad.
All right. Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday. All right. Don't be your host. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the next hour, and I got a lot to get off my chest. Believe me, we'll be back.
Right now.